social services and education workers. The mandate allows for an indefinite strike, but will first be preceded by other measures. If a strike occurs, the health and social services sectors will continue to provide essential services, but not education. Despite the strike vote, the Treasury Board and ministries concerned are continuing negotiations. The unions are seeking a 3-year contract with annual increases tied to the inflation rate, a 2 percentage point increase above inflation in the first year, a 3-point increase in the second year, and a 4-point increase in the third year. The Quebec government is proposing an increase of 9% over 5 years, along with a lump sum payment of $1,000 in the first year and additional targeted increases that raise the total offer to 13% over 5 years. Melanie Joly, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, confirmed the news Tuesday morning that Tiferet Lapidot, an Israeli woman with Canadian family, has become the latest casualty in the Israel-Hamas war, bringing the total number of confirmed Canadian deaths to 6. While she was not technically a Canadian citizen, she was eligible to become a citizen due to her Canadian parents. The federal government is considering this a Canadian death. Her father and uncle spoke with Minister Joly in Tel Aviv and described Tiferet as a brilliant, beautiful young woman. It is believed she was taken hostage during the Hamas attacks at the Nova Music Festival in Israel on October 7th. 2 Canadians remain missing as of recording. Israeli airstrikes in southern Gaza, according to officials, have killed more than 100 Palestinians, and the Israeli military continues to target the area despite ordering civilians to shelter there. Most of the deceased individuals reportedly fled their homes in the north in anticipation of a major ground offensive against the militant group Hamas. The military reported that it targeted a series of Hamas targets in the south. They also announced that a strike had killed a top Hamas military commander, Ayman Nafal. The need to accommodate and feed more than 600,000 displaced people has overwhelmed Khan Yunis, Rafah, and other southern communities. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
CJLO is celebrating 25 years of radioactivity with our annual funding drive. That's right, we've got 2 weeks of awesome programming lined up for you and tons of prizes for those who choose to donate over at CJLOfundingdrive.com. Radio has always been a special part of my life, and I love the fact that this station lets us hand that down to other people and let them experience the joys of getting on the air or getting something done audio-wise, and for that, we need money. So, donate. That's the name of the game. Go over to cjlofundingdrive.com right now.
Ooh, this is the new microphone arm. Okay. Can everyone hear me? You're listening to is CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and welcome back, guys. How are we doing today? Ooh, sorry, I'm trying to type at the same time as I'm like talking in the mic. All right, so before we get into today's music, because I have some things that I need to say, because I'm sure as you all heard, it's funding drive time, which is so exciting, and that means that we need to raise a bunch of money for the radio station so that we can have equipment that works and, you know, that we can stay on the air and all that kind of fun. CJLOfundingdrive.com is the website. I'm typing it in, but here we go. CJLO Funding Drive. I'm pulling up the website so I can read off the information for you guys. All right. Read more. So, funding drive. Let's talk about it. So, we've just passed the halfway mark. It runs until Ooh, this is 2 years ago. So where is that hyperlink that I have? All right. So anyways, regardless of that, I'm going to talk about some other things about the funding drive before I read off the information. So if you have donated already and you know who I am and how to get in contact with me, and you've donated for tax receipt purposes, please contact me on my social media, which is one of the ways that you've had to have seen how to donate, because that's the only place that I've put it. And let me know how much you donated and what your name is, because the tax receipt donations like go through a different system than the ones that are for merchandise and stuff and that are direct to the like the radio station, or not direct to the radio station, but the ones that are for tax receipts like go through Concordia itself instead of coming straight into CJLO. So please contact me if you have already donated and you've done it for a tax receipt, because I need to compile a list. And for everyone who has already contacted me about it, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And I will be letting my station manager know. As well, if you haven't seen on my social media, if you live in Montreal, I'm going to pull up the picture. I posted this a few places on my social media, but if you live in Montreal, the most exciting one is if you live in Montreal and you donate $75, you get to come in here to the radio station on a Tuesday of your choosing that works with my schedule and we're all good and scheduling is happy, and you get to take over the show for an entire hour. I mean, there's details behind it. We need to make sure the music hits all the radio requirements, et cetera, et cetera. But you get to come in here and run the show for an hour and pick the music and talk about it and say what you want to say. So that's very exciting. And then $10 if you donate and you, oh, for these, you have to like contact me and let me know as well, regardless of whether it's for tax receipts or not. If you are interested in any of these kind of fun little rewards, if you donate $10, I will give you like a personalized little shout out and a song on air, which is fun. Who wouldn't want to hear their name on the radio? I know I would, but I don't, because I'm the one speaking on the radio, so I can't hear my name. Actually, it's a lie. I can hear it through the mic, but that's not the point. And then for $20, I'll make you a custom 1 hour playlist. For $50, I'll make you a custom 2 hour playlist. For $15, three songs of your choosing, I'll play them on air. And for $40, I'll bake you a cake if you're in Montreal, which I thought was kind of fun. But it will be a gluten-free cake, because if I have to be gluten-free, everybody who's eating something that I'm making is also going to be gluten-free. Okay, thank you so much for your understanding and your appreciation for my gluten-freeness and the gluten-free cake. All right. What is this link to this website called? Okay, so I have the information pulled up. The funding drive is going to run from October 15th to the 28th, which is, we're 3 days in. And we've already actually raised over $3,000. We've already raised, as of I think it was like last night or something like that, we're already over $2,000, which is very, very exciting. And thank you so much to everyone who has donated for keeping my lovely voice on the air and everybody else's. And we also, this is a big one because the station is turning 25 years old today, which is very exciting. And for people who donate, you're going to be entered into raffles to like win stuff. So you could win a $250 train voucher from Via Rail, which is very exciting because who doesn't love the train? And then there's a VIP pass to, I don't know what this acronym stands for, but it's very exciting. Then there are certificates to Crossover Comics, certificates to Poulet Rouge, which I'm sorry, love me some Poulet Rouge. It's so good. Then we have certificates to Chef on Call, a tote bag full of books and comics from Drawn and Quarterly, gym memberships from Perform Center, gift certificates for Cinema Mardere, four free games of Mini Putt at Putting Edge, certificates for Low Life Montreal, a free month, 1 month membership from Moto Yoga, gift certificates from Atom Heart, 2 free passes to the Montreal Biodome, gift certificates to Encore Books and Record, a record prize pack from Mothland, 10 free passes to shows courtesy of Greenland Productions, 5 free passes courtesy to shows courtesy of Blue Skies Turn Black, and a tote and tasting set from Le Seltzer, and then many other comics and other prizes from Crossover Comics, which is very, very exciting. There's not just are you helping us out, but you also get free things in return. And I'm sorry, who doesn't love a free thing? Even if you're not a broke college student, I know you guys appreciate a good deal out there. And then we have the events, which are very exciting. So one happened yesterday, which was the music trivia night at Grumpy's. And then on Thursday, October 19th at 8:30 p.m., if you are in Montreal, there will be a movie screening at Cinéma Public, which is on Rue Jean Talon, west. And that's going to be very exciting. The building is super sick. And then, where's the date for this? On Saturday, October 21st, at the Loyola campus, CJLO presents Introduction to DJing Workshop. So in the studio here, there will be DJs who can come and learn how to DJ. And donations are encouraged for this event of $10 to $15 because it is a Saturday and we are giving up our time. I'm not sure if I'm going to be at this workshop or not. I have an exam like 4 days later, so probably not. But these are very exciting things, and all the money raised at these events. Oh, also, lunch is provided at the DJ workshop. I'm sorry. You get to learn how to DJ for, like, price of a $10 donation, and you get free food. That is a steal, ladies and gentlemen. If you are in Montreal, learn to DJ. Even if you don't want to, just do it anyways. It'll be fun. But yeah, that is all of my funding drive spiel for you guys. I think that's all I need to say about the funding drive. Let's look at my notes, considering I just rambled that whole thing. I'm sure you could tell, but that's okay because we're all friends here. All right. Yeah, that is everything that I need to say about the funding drive. Yeah, the two ways to donate are, well, there's actually more than two ways to donate, but you can donate online. CJLO https://www.cjlofundingdrive.com. You can donate for merchandise, which means that you donate and then we send you like the free CJLO merchandise, which is very nice. I personally have a mug, a tote bag, and a t-shirt. And yes, I did get another tote bag. For those of you listening who know me personally, I needed the tote bag, okay? And it's for a good cause. The money just basically comes right back to me because it's going into the radio station. So it's free money girl math here. Okay? And then you can donate for tax receipts, as I mentioned. And if you are donating for tax receipts for any other DJs or myself, please make sure that you contact them and let them know how much you donated and your name, because we need to keep lists. And in order to dedicate it to a show or show you're supporting, there's a little section that says in memory of / in honor of you. I'm laughing because my mom's listening and she just said I don't need another tote bag, but I do. Okay, you don't get it. I need another tote bag. It's so cute. It says campus radio is for lovers with like a big little heart on it. Ugh, it's adorable. Anyways, so you can donate for tax receipts that way. You can also donate by check or cash if you're in the Montreal area, like directly to the DJ that you're supporting, or if you are in touch with the DJ that you are supporting, you can contact them to set up a way for them to get the money to give it here, your name, how much you're donating, etc. I'm sure there are DJs who will accept checks, cash, like you can transfer them money and we can transfer it to CJLO. There's a lot of ways to do it. If you don't love putting your information on the internet, fair enough. And if you're not in Montreal and you can't do cash, there are definitely ways that you guys can donate. All right. With all of that being said, I need some water, but I will wait. The first song. Okay, we have okay, I'm doing pretty good for a time here because I made a bit of a shorter playlist because I had to do this whole spiel for the funding drive. But the first three songs, we've got kind of a mix of songs. Well, that's a lie. It's really not a mix. It's like rock music from like the 80s and 90s. That is today's vibe. We're kind of all over the map, but that's fine because I am scatterbrained. We're all scatterbrained and we just need to accept it. So the first three songs that we have are Superman Song by Crash Test Dummies, Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes, and Peaches by, they have the longest name in the whole world, Peaches by the President of the United States of America, which is a band, not an actual president. All right, let's get you guys going with Superman Song by Crash Test Dummies.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Soup had a straight job. Even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States, well, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. The planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Get Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes. But he could hardly string together four words. Hi, Tarzan, Eugene. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet that he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. And nothing to do but go home, home. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man.
Crossover Comics turns 11 this year, so get ready to party with Montreal's number one comic shop as voted by you. Explore graphic novels, manga, Pokemon, Magic, Funkos, D&D, and more. Hold on to your capes, though. It's our birthday, but you're getting the gifts. From October 20 to the 22nd, brace yourself for a spectacular weekend-long birthday sale. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Group. It's a once-in-an-11-year event that you can't afford to miss. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy-listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, woman. Finger.
Let's run through those three songs that we listened to, one right before the ad break, and now these two after. So the first song of our night was Superman Song by Crash Test Dummies. Crash Test Dummies is a Canadian rock band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and this song was released in 1991 on their album The Ghosts That Haunt Me. Then we listened to Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes. Violent Femmes are an American folk punk band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this song was released in 1983 from their self-titled album. Also, Violent Femmes are on tour right now. Was recently informed of this. They were in Montreal last week. Was also recently informed of this. So if you like that song and you want to go see them on tour, you can Google Violent Femmes Tour, Femmes with two M's, and you will find it. And you can go see them, and it'll be a great time, I'm sure, because the song is great. So the show's going to be great. And then we listen to Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. Now this band, they were an American rock band from Seattle, Washington. They like ended everything in 2015. But this song is off of their 1995 album, The Presidents of the United States of America, 10-year super bonus special anniversary edition. It sounds like a child got a hold of the dictionary there and just was like, let me use all the adjectives I could possibly think of, because that's a bit of a mouthful. All right, what time is it? All right, so the next three songs that we have are No Rain by Blind Melon, Jane Says by Jane's Addiction, and Fly By Night by Rush, not the album, the song itself. So let's get you guys going with No Rain by Blind Melon.
Yeah.
but she get mad and she start to cry. She take a swing and she can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. My thoughts apprehensive.
All right, let's run through those last three songs. And as always, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM Radio Airwaves or online at cjlo.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and I'm here pretty much every single Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m., except when it's like Thanksgiving or like life happens, you know? But normally I'm here like every week. All right, so the first song that we had was No Rain by Blind Melon, and Blind Melon is an American rock band formed in Los Angeles. And this song is off of their self-titled album, which was released in 1992. And then we listened to Jane Says by Jane's Addiction. Personally, I love this song. But this is another American rock band from Los Angeles. And this song is off of their 1987 self-titled album. We got a lot of self-titled albums today. I don't know if maybe artists didn't have the creative juices flowing or what. We got a lot of self-titled albums today. And then we listened to Fly By Night by Rush. Rush is a Canadian rock band formed in Toronto. And this is off of their 1975 album, which is also titled Fly By Night. The creativity is just oozing from the seams, if you can't tell. All right, so the next three songs and possibly the last three songs that we're going to listen to. Actually, I'm going to run the ad stuff after I finish talking. That's a lie. Actually, it's, you know what? I personally am going to surprise you with what I'm going to do. Maybe you'll have one song and then an ad. Maybe you will have ads and then the songs. Maybe you'll have songs, ads, and then me. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But these are likely the last three songs for today because I rambled on and on and on about the funding drive. But now that I've said it, I don't need to ramble on and on and on about it next week. So, the last three songs we've got, Montreal by Blue Rodeo, If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies. I needed to include some Bare Naked Ladies in here. And then we have I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. So, here you go. Let's get you started with Montreal by Blue Rodeo.
Far from the ground, moving in circles, running with soul and time. Sat and we talked about rumors and lies. Stayed till the sun hit the floor. You wore the dress from the old market store. People and places said you were forgetting the gamble. I don't know if I believed you or not. I stared at you outside your door. Those were the times. That was our life. I probably wouldn't change one little thing if I tried. Now you're in the things that I do. Still I must talk to you. Think of how lucky we are for the things that we have. Life that's around me, I'm letting it go. You stay up here in my head. Those were the times. That was our life. I probably wouldn't change.
Au cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
If I had a million dollars,
if I had a million
might buy you some art, a Picasso or a Garfunkel. If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
My mic is all spun around here. Give me a second. There we go. Let's run through these last three songs for hitting all the bases this week. I've been your host, Sam. And this is kind of it for us, as always. And we're coming to you from CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. And we are always live from Montreal. We are in Montreal. That's where we're coming from. So, first we had Montreal by Blue Rodeo. Now, Blue Rodeo is a Canadian country rock band from Toronto, and this song was released in 1990 from their album entitled Casino. Then we had If I Had $1 Million by the Bare Naked Ladies. The Bare Naked Ladies are a rock band from Scarborough, Ontario, or the Bluffs, or Scarbs. If you're from Toronto, that's how you'll refer to them. And it was released in 1992 off of their album called Gordon. And then their last song for the evening, we had I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. Tom Petty was an American musician who had been part of various number of bands, most notably Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And he also had a lot of success as an individual artist, clearly, because this song is just by him and there's like a lot of listens on it. But this song was released in 1989 off of his album called Full Moon Fever. So that is all I have for you guys today. I promise next week there will be less talking because I already did my spiel on like the funding drive. But just to reiterate, the funding drive is happening now until October 28th. Our goal is to raise $6,000. We are like 3 days into it. It kicked off on Sunday. We had a little party for it Saturday night. We use this money to maintain the, like, we had to get an arm replaced here in the studio and that kind of stuff. And that helps keep us on air for you guys to listen to. You can go to CJLOfundingDrive.com or the CJLO website to find the links. You can donate for merchandise. You can donate for tax receipts. You can donate by cash. You can donate by check. And please, when you're donating, make sure to mention the show that you're supporting, whether it's mine or anyone else's. Honestly, you don't even have to support my show. Pick a random one and donate because we are not paid to do this. We are all volunteers. We're all here because we love it and we love radio and we want to share our music with you. So please help us keep that a possibility. And it's CJLO's 25th birthday on the AM radio airwaves, or maybe 25th in general, but I know that it's a big deal because this is some anniversary for being on the 8 AM radio AM airwaves, which is very exciting. But yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm Sam. This has been Hitting All the Bases. I will catch you guys next Tuesday with, I promise, a lot less talking and a lot more music. And maybe just a little bit of talking if I have an update on how the funding drive is going. Because next Tuesday is like, will be like the last day to donate. So I'm calling everyone out who hasn't donated by next Tuesday. I will find you on air and I will remind you live on air. I don't know how I'm going to find you, but I'll figure it out. I won't actually find you. I'll just give everybody a reminder. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys. I will see you guys next week.